Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
You had mentioned cement emergencies.
Yes.
What is the definition of a cement emergency?
Sure. Plumbers coming in, ripping up the floor. You have a piece of equipment that breaks down, and you need a new pad for that machine that's being delivered within a week. I could go on. Storms. I see storms rip up sidewalks all the time, making your business possibly inaccessible. There are many concrete emergencies. But we did have an instance a couple weeks ago that somebody just, you know, pulled us out of the Google, good old Google, and called us, and they were a recycling facility. I won't say the name, you know.
What does it rhyme with? Never mind.
Yeah, right. Recycling facility.
Tried.
And they had an emergency, needed a plumbers ripped up a part of the floor, needed that part of the floor replaced, and they needed it immediately.
Really?
And we were there the next day. So we also have a high industrial early release concrete product. And that means typically when you pour residential concrete or any concrete, you want to give that 7 to 10 days for it to harden and cure. The high early industrial release, that could be rolled on the next day. So if you have forklifts or the area that you need serviced is a high traffic area for semi trucks, you could drive a semi on this concrete within 24 hours.
Well, isn't where the emergency typically happens the highest trafficked area?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It's always going to be the most inconvenient, yeah.
Right. It's 100%. Like it's like where all the forklifts have to go, where all the trucks have to enter, where it's always that one specific area, that one spot where, of course, Mike, probably all that weight going over that sewer might have some impact. What do I know?
And I'll just throw this out there. Commercial, industrial plumbers, if you don't have a good concrete guy, good concrete person, we are definitely very, very skilled in working with plumbers such as...
Center Guard Plumbing.
Can I jump in here?
Yeah, come on in.
All right. We've used Andreas and Sons for over a year now.
Mm-hmm.
They have done an absolute ton of work for us.
Like what?
Exactly what she's saying.
Okay.
You know, if we've got to do an excavation, tear up a sidewalk, if we've got to tear up a street, you know, to fix a sewer in home type situations where, you know, we actually have to bust up the floor exactly like she's describing, whether it's a water line or a sewer line, they're outstanding.
Okay.
And they're very, very fairly priced. And I say that with the utmost respect because as an owner of a plumbing company, we have tried multiple, tens, if not 20s, of different concrete companies.
When you quote a job, ABC Manufacturing calls you up, and they've got a broken sewer line or a broken whatever, and they need you out there because they've got trucks going, and they got to get back up and running for whatever reason. Do you quote the repairing of the concrete as part of your overall bid?
It depends. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't.
Okay.
If it's a really large job, yeah, we would just say, here, call Andreas and Sons. And they're the only concrete company we refer any of our customers to because I trust them.
Yeah.
Because I know if they do a good job, you know, that's great for us too. But if a company that I represent and refer them to does a bad job.
Reflects poorly on
yes.
you.
I'm going to get punished for that.
Right.
So it says a lot for their company that we would refer as much work as we do to them.
So all commercial, residential, industrial plumbers, if you want to create a more competitive edge for your business, including a concrete replacement in your quote can help you get that job. So just reaching out to those people. Obviously, we love working with Center Guard. We wish we had 10 Center Guards to work with, but... yeah, David?
I got Vito from Chicago with a great question here.
Okay,
Vito, we got a minute and a half before the break, Vito, so throw it out there, bud.
Yeah, what's the difference between concrete and cement?
Absolutely. So cement is a component of concrete. So when people refer to things like the cement truck, it's inaccurate. Concrete is made of sand, water, aggregate rock, and air, and Portland cement.
Mm-hmm.
So five components.
Made of air.
Air, you add air into concrete for the curing process. Sometimes
is
when we
fresh air,
it's I don't know. I've never probably compressed air
inside
I would think.
The truck.
Yeah. Inside the mix when inside they mix the mix. It. So okay. We don't mix concrete. I know our supplier adds the air. You can actually order concrete without air, and that's typically used for like an inside industrial warehouse floor. Indoor concrete doesn't need air. Outdoor concrete
do you
does.
Use purified water.
That's a great question. I'm certainly sure. We work with Ozinga. They're a very reputable family-owned business. They do use the highest grade of materials, so I'm sure there's some kind of water filtration process. I'm sure they're not just taking it right out of the lake.
Tell you what, we got to hit a break here, Vito. Maybe you could try to get somebody from Ozinga to come on to answer Vito's questions about the water and the air. You got any other questions? If we do, or if we are able to bring in a rep from Ozinga to come on the show, Vito, you got any other questions that you would like us to ask?
You come down to Fort Wayne. I've got in a trailer area.
Unfortunately, to put a pad down. Yeah, unfortunately, no. Indiana's going to be a little bit out of our reach. Fort Wayne's not just over the border.
No, that's by Ohio.
Yeah, so that's going to be out of our reach. But if you give us a call at 708-863-5735, or you fill out a request for quote at andreasconstruction.com, we could help connect you with a reputable concrete person in your area.
All right, Vito.
Thanks, David. Jimmy says hello, Shorts.
Oh, Jimmy Short says from Fort Wayne. Well played, Vito, you sicko. Hang on 1 second. Stop eating your teeth, Vito.